and get rid of the greed and the corruption on Wall Street and in Washington. I think we need a little bit of reality from Wasilla Main Street there brought to Washington, D.C., so that people there can understand how the average working class family is viewing bureaucracy and the federal government and Congress and the inaction of Congress. Just everyday working class Americans saying, you know, government, just get out of my way if you're going to do any harm and mandate more things on me and take more of my money and income tax and business taxes. You're going to have a choice in just a few weeks here on either supporting a ticket that wants to create jobs and bolster our economy and win the war, or you're going to be supporting a ticket that wants to increase taxes, which ultimately kills jobs and is going to hurt our economy.
Can I respond? Look,
please.
All you got to do is go down Union Street with me in Wilmington and go to Katie's restaurant or walk into Home Depot with me where I spend a lot of time. And you ask anybody in there whether or not the economic and foreign policy of this administration has made them better off in the last 8 years. And then ask them whether there's a single major initiative that John McCain differs with the president on taxes, on Iraq, on Afghanistan, on the whole question of how to help education, on the dealing with health care. Look. The people in my neighborhood, they get it. They get it. And they know they've been getting the short end of the stick. So walk with me in my neighborhood. Go back to my old neighborhood in Claymont, an old steel town, or go up to Scranton with me. These people know the middle class has gotten the short end. The wealthy have done very well. Corporate America has been rewarded. It's a time. We change it. Barack Obama will change it.
Governor.
Say it ain't so, Joe. There you go again, pointing backwards again, though. You prefaced your whole comment with the Bush administration. Now, doggone it, let's look ahead and tell Americans what we have to plan to do for them in the future. You mentioned education, and I'm glad that you did. I know that education you are passionate about, and with your wife being a teacher for 30 years, and God bless her, her reward is in heaven, right? I say, too, with education, America needs to be putting a lot more focus on that, and our schools have got to be really ramped up in terms of the funding that they are deserving. Teachers needed to be paid more. I come from a house full of school teachers. My grandma was. My dad, who's in the audience today, he's a school teacher, had been for many years. My brother, who I think is the best school teacher in the year, and there's a shout out to all those third graders at Gladyswood Elementary School. You get extra credit for watching this debate. Education in America has been, in some sense, in some of our states, just accepted to be a little bit lax. And we have got to increase the standards. No Child Left Behind was implemented. It's not doing the job, though. We need flexibility in No Child Left Behind. We need to put more of an emphasis on the profession of teaching. We need to make sure that education in either one of our agendas, I think, absolute top of the line. My kids, as public school participants right now, it's near and dear to my heart. I'm very, very concerned about where we're going in education, and we've got to ramp it up and put more attention in that arena.
Everybody gets extra credit tonight. We're going to move on to the next question. Governor, you said in July that you would have to, someone would have to explain to you exactly what it is the vice president does every day. You, Senator, said you would not be vice president under any circumstances. Now, maybe this was just what was going on at the time. But tell us now, looking forward, what it is that you think the vice presidency is worth now.
Okay, in my comment there, it was a lame attempt at a joke, and yours was a lame attempt at a joke, too, I guess, because nobody got it. Of course we know what a vice president does.
They didn't get yours or mine. Which one
didn't
they get?
No. No, of course, we know what a vice president does, and that's not only preside over the Senate, and we'll take that position very seriously also. I'm thankful that the Constitution would allow a bit more authority given to the vice president also, if that vice president so chose to exert it in working with the Senate. And making sure that we are supportive of the president's policies, and making sure, too, that our president understands what our strengths are. John McCain and I have had good conversations about where I would lead with his agenda, and that is energy independence in America and reform of government overall, and then working with families of children with special needs. That's near and dear to my heart also. And in those arenas, John McCain has already tapped me and said, that's where I want you to lead. And I said, I can't wait to get there and go to work with you.
Senator.
Gwen, I hope we'll get back to education because I don't know any government program that John is supporting, not early education, more money for it. The reason No Child Left Behind was left behind was the money was left behind. We didn't fund it. But we can get back to that, I assume. With regard to the role of the vice president, I had a long talk, as I'm sure the governor did, with her principal, in my case, with Barack. And let me tell you what Barack asked me to do. I have a history of getting things done in the United States Senate. John McCain would acknowledge that. My record shows that on controversial issues. I would be the point person for the legislative initiatives in the United States Congress for our administration. I would also, when asked if I wanted a portfolio, my response was no. But Barack Obama indicated to me he wanted me with him to help him govern. So every major decision he'll be making, I'll be sitting in the room to give him my best advice. He's president, not me. I'll give my best advice. And one of the things he said earlier,